I agree 100% with what Young Ripper says. One of the main reasons that we keep losing over and over again is because we keep giving the people who hate us money, and they don't reciprocate that. You could have a company with 1 million employees, and they find out that like the janitor at that company voted for Orange Man and gave $10 to the Republican Party. That entire company is blacklisted and boycotted. And even if they fire that janitor, it's still going to be pretty hard for them to get back. Like, man, if you give in to the woke, like they smell blood in the water, right? They're just going to tear you apart more and more. Meanwhile, on our side, people who blatantly say they hate us, they want us to die. Oh, if you don't like our stuff, go away. We don't want you as a customer anyway. Then those exact same people produce something we would like, and all the cucks come out of the woodworks. Well, if it's good, you gotta support it, guys. Oh, we gotta show them that this is what we want more of, guys. No. All they're gonna do is take all that money and use it to literally attack you. You're giving them money, which they then use to attack you. That's all you're doing. So our side always is like that. They keep giving money to the people who hate them. The other side refuses to give money to us. And what does that lead to? Eventually, all the money ends up flowing to their side. And then we're sitting here wondering, how do we keep losing? I don't get it. This makes absolutely no sense. We're going to keep losing until we adopt their same attitude. Like, oh yeah, you fucking hate me? You think I'm literally Hitler? Okay, fine. I'm never giving you money again. And all these companies too. If these companies want us to come back, at a bare minimum, they need to fire every single person, all the way from the CEO down to the lowliest, the lowliest intern that has ever been talking shit to us. They all have to go. No second chances. They all have to be fired. If any of these pieces of shit who've been attacking us for years have anything to do with that company still, I'm never going to give them my money. This is what they wanted. And they're not prepared for our side to do that. And honestly, if I was them, I wouldn't be too scared of that either. Because most of our side are a bunch of dickless cucks. Like, I'm not even going to sugarcoat that. And they know it. They know they could keep slapping us around as much as they want, and the dickless cucks will keep turning the other cheek forever. And we're going to keep losing as long as that's true. No, man, we got to change. Like, stop giving money to people who hate you. Especially now, we have so much entertainment, so many options right now, that it's not even fucking funny. There is more good content being produced right now than we have the time of the day to enjoy. Why would you waste your limited time and money on someone who fucking hates you? They, oh, but they made something good. Oh, yeah, you're just cutting your nose off to spite your face if you avoid good content just because you don't like the people who are making it. Well, if instead I get to spend that time and money on people who aren't complete pieces of shit and I discover something new, how many times have you guys gone out and just taken the risk on something new that you otherwise wouldn't have tried because the mainstream just completely disgusted you? And then you realized, fuck, this thing is so much better than what I used to like. Why wasn't I into this sooner? If you think the stuff that you enjoyed now and that's out there now is the best there is, It's not true. Or there's a very small chance it might be. All right, I'll give you that. There's a small chance it might be true. But chances are, if you actually bother to look, you can find something way better out there. Give something new a chance. Give a chance to somebody who never sunk a knife in your back. And worst case, I'm not too impressed with this. I'm just going to move on to something else. Best case, you're going to find something you enjoy way more. Now, that's what's happening to a lot of normies when they finally get into anime. They shit on weebs for like 10 fucking years. And then their entertainment is such garbage, they get pressured into watching an anime. Now suddenly they're lifelong anime fans. Funny how that works. Not exactly the best example in hindsight, considering how they're destroying what they claim to love now. But the principle is still the same. Give something new a chance. Just let go of the past. But fuck, I used to love Star Wars. I couldn't care less about it anymore. Like, I'll still go back and watch the original six movies every once in a while, but even then, I'm like, it's okay. I've kind of had the luster of the IP has been completely tarnished at this point. I used to love Blizzard. I don't have any interest in anything they're doing anymore. Used to love BioWare. No interest in anything they're doing anymore. Used to love CD Projekt Red. Might give them another chance or two. They only have one major fuck up so far. But if they keep fucking up, I'm fine dropping them. It's okay. Like, it's not like there's a lack of options out there. Like, dude, I could understand if the mainstream industry is all there was. If that's literally it. Like, you had no other options for entertainment. And then they started turning it around and making good content again. All right. I got that now. I understand why you'd come back if there's literally nothing else. But it's the exact opposite right now. There's more good stuff being made than we physically have time to enjoy. Let alone the money to afford. Just have to go out and find it. Because sadly, that's how it works in, well, every industry, really. I'm quite sure that the best creatives alive right now aren't in the mainstream. Probably like some fucking webtoon that gets 50 views a month. Guys just struggling to get an audience. You just have to go look, man.